All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Farah podcast. So it's Dr. Farah. This episode will be reviewing the movie John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum. It's a 2019 American action thriller starring Keanu Reeves as John Wick, and it's the third movie in the John Wick film series. It's directed by Chad Stahelski and written by Dale Kolstad. It also stars Halle Berry, Lawrence Fishburne, Mark Dacascos, Asia Kate Dillon, Lance Riddick, Angelica Houston, and Ian McShane. Let me go into what happens in this. 10 minutes after the conclusion of John Wick 2, former hitman John Wick is now a marked man in Onderon, Manhattan. After the unsanctioned killing of crime lord and a member of the high table in the New York City Continental, in which he took down 80 members of the Russian mafia all on his own. They all had guns. He took them all out with hand-to-hand combat. Mark John is declared excommunicado by his handlers at the high table and placed and marked for death and placed under a $14 million bounty, which rises each hour that he's alive. I remember from Assassins, which he kills. He kills a guy he goes to the New York Public Library and recovers a crucifix necklace and a marker medallion from a secret cachet in a book. Then he fights his way through the Assassins, killing the first one with a book. He kills a guy with a book. Okay. This guy, he's killing people with, like, he runs into a horse stable, right? He kills three dudes on a horse kicking. He just makes the horse kick him and they destroy him. Everybody else has guns. He's just fighting him with his hands and it's like using hand-to-hand combat. Meanwhile, he's got like 800 guys chasing after him. Takes on the whole Chinese mafia. Then he takes on the whole Russian mafia. And he fights his way through all the assassins. He reaches the director, a woman who, from his past, used to raise him. She calls him by his real name, Jardani Jovanovich. He accepts the crucifix as a ticket for safe passage to Casablanca, Morocco, and his work branded to signify he's used up his ticket. Meanwhile, the educator in the high table meets with Winston, the manager of the New York City Continental, and the Bowery King, leader of a network of vagrant assassins who, like, he's like the homeless, like an army of homeless people. The educator admonishes both for helping John kill Santino, who was the high-profile guy he killed, apparently, and the member of the high table, and both are given 7 days to give up their offices or face serious consequences from the high table. The educator hires Zero, a Japanese assassin who works at a sushi bar in New York, by the way, to enforce the will of the high table. They find the director while she's watching her ballet students perform. The director's penance for helping John Wick by putting his ticket above the rules of the high table by his blood. Therefore, Zero uses his sword to cut through the center of both of her hands. And in Casablanca, John meets Sophia, a former friend and manager of the Casablanca Continental Hotel. He presents his marker and asks Sophia to honor it by directing him to the elder, the only person who's known to be above the high table, so he can ask to have his bounty waived. John asks Sophia's marker because he helped get her daughter out in the past and, like, saved her, so she owes him one. She takes him to an assassin and her old boss friend, Barada, who tells John that he may find the elder by wandering through the desert aimlessly for no apparent reason, like Aladdin and Jafar, until he cannot walk any longer. He's like a Lawrence of Arabia or something. In exchange for the information, Barada asks for one of Sophia's dogs. When Sophia refuses, he shoots the dog, who was wearing a bulletproof vest at the time, is unharmed. Retaliation, Sophia shoots Barada, and then they have to fight their way to the Caspar he's in. But in the whole process, they kill 200 members of ISIS all on their own. and then they escape into the desert. Meanwhile, the educator uses Zero to accost the Bowery King because he did not agree to leave his position after 7 days, and his penance to Bowery King is maimed with a sword. So he's like flogged or whatever. Johnny then collapses from exhaustion in the desert, but he's found and brought to the elder. John says he's desperate to live on to earn the memory of the love we had once had with his wife who died. Elder agrees to forgive John, but only if he assassinates Winston and continues to work for the high table until his death. To his commitment, John severs his ring finger and gives the wedding ring to the elder. So basically, the only person who hurt himself is him. He arrives back in New York and is pursued by Zero's men. Zero nearly kills John and is pursued, but is halted as they arrive New York City Continental under threat of being declared excommunicado. John meets Winston, who encourages John not to die as a killer, but as a man who loved and was loved by his wife. The educator arrived, but Winston refused to give up his office, and John refuses to kill Winston. As a consequence, the educator deconsecrates the New York City Continental, revoking its protected neutral ground status. The educator notifies Zero and sends 300 people in armored gear from the high table to kill John Wick and his minions or whatever. Top of the Corcel's concierge, Charon, John takes down almost all of them by himself, using like two guns and like hand-to-hand combat. He's ambushed by Zero and his students, and he kills all but the remaining two students who let him live when they had him down on the ground, so he does the same to them after he like whoops them. And then he fatally wounds Zero with the sword to the chest, and then they start like talking as he's dying. Then the educator negotiates a parley with Winston, who explains the rebellion as a show of strength and offers penance at the high table. John arrives just as the educator identifies him as a threat to negotiation. Winston shoots him repeatedly, causing him to fall off the Continental's roof. New York City Continental returns to operation and is reconsecrated, but the educator informs John Winston that John's body has disappeared and that he remains a threat to both of them. Because he had just killed 800 people on his own, he took it on their whole army all by himself. Meanwhile, a wounded John Wick is delivered to a heavily scarred Bowery King in the sewers of New York somewhere, like a Ninja Turtle, like he's like Splinter. And tells John he's angry at the high table and is fighting against him. He asks John if he also feels pissed off, and John responds, yeah, and that's how the movie ends. So basically, this movie's like nonstop action. I mean, seriously, he took down 800 members of ISIS all on his own. He took out the whole Russian mafia. He took out the Japanese Yakuza. He took out the Chinese mafia. He took on everybody. Good stuff. I definitely will recommend this one. Peace, peeps. Have a good one. Podcast, Corn Center, myself, Swim, Rockstar Ryan, Sudanon, producer, Joe G's. Peace, peeps. Have a good one.